9 minutes past eight. A very, very good morning. Petra Cross-Maunder, how are you? We've missed you.
I missed you too, Howard. How are you? How is everybody?
All good, thank you. Petra Cross-Maunder, she is the editor of the South African Jewish Report. And, wow.
You and I don't come from the East Rand.
Thankfully so, eh?
Born and bred in Johannesburg.
What a relief. But that also means that Brad Pitt's off the table.
Yeah, that's it. Well, fortunately,
yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, unfortunately for Brad Pitt, I'm saying. But all right.
Yes.
Petra, what's your big story? What are your big stories this week in the Jewish Report?
So we led with a story about the right-wing anti-Semitism on the increase, which it is. But I was very careful in our second or third paragraph to make it clear that this is not something we need to get hysterical about. Mm-hmm. Because it is on the increase, but compared to the rest of the world, this isn't a problem, but right. It is a problem because it's on the increase.
Right.
So it is something to be very cautious of, and it's something we need to keep an eye on. I'm not exactly sure how we deal with it. I guess we mostly leave it to the Board of Deputies, but it is a problem. And David Sacks explained exactly the history of it and tells us, you know, why it's on the increase. It's a really interesting story I found.
Right.
And then another story, which I'm sure you probably picked up on during the week, but excites me, especially when you and I were in Israel and you know, learning about the startup nation, that Israel is now among the top five most innovative countries on the globe. That excites me. It's like, wow, this is a 70-year-old country.
Yeah. Amazing.
And here we are, you know. We're
an amazing, amazing story. Yeah.
It really is. So, and then here is a story that for some reason, and I'm not sure if on Chai FM you picked up on this at the end of last year, but there is a drug syndicate was operating, from South Africa to Israel via El Al. And
yes, we did. Actually, we did speak about it. So, Nati, when was that we spoke about it? I actually think it was quite recently, because there's been a series of cases that have happened along the way, and it certainly seems like the Johannesburg-Israel route was integral to this.
Yes. So because it was happening at the end of last year, we didn't pick up on it, and I thought, you know what? It is a big story, because it's our airport. It's right here under our nose. And it's also a very interesting story.
Mm.
And there is a story I really think I thought I had tears in my eyes reading it. Now, you know, Paula Sleer does our weekly Israel column.
Right.
So at the end of last year, she went to Argentina and met a long lost relative, So it was her grandmother's sister's children. Okay.
Grandmother. Okay.
So here's the story. I mean, I don't want to spoil it. But suffice to say, I think it was 1921, if I stand to be corrected. 1921, the pogroms were happening, and they were in, you know, Eastern Europe. And their parents, something happened to their parents, and these children were left alone. And there was a man called Ochberg, that was his surname, Ochberg, who was rescuing children from all over Eastern Europe. And he rescued them, bar one child who was sick in hospital. So they got brought to South Africa as orphans, but the one daughter was left behind. So after all these years, she was reunited with family. And the close family. So it's really, and as you know, Paula writes beautifully, so it's really a lovely
greatly
read.
Greatly looking forward to that.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
and
wow.
We say goodbye to Wolf Rosenberg, who passed away within the week. And so you know how people are about the mainstream media and the belief that, and I mean, nobody's wrong about it because it exists, that the South African mainstream media is anti-Israel. So there are some journalists who have been who went overseas recently, and apparently this happens regularly. It's not a new thing. But we caught up with one in particular, Nashina Muhammad, and a couple of others, about what impact this made on them and how this is going to impact on their reporting. And I found that also very interesting. That's being interesting. A journalist and having yes. come from mainstream yes. media, it's worth a read. So, and then with this weekend being the, needing to, what is the word? Make sure that you're voting in the right place and that
voter
you're eligible
registration.
To vote.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, registration. Okay.
Yes.
So we went to Janet Love, who, like us, is a good Jewish girl. And she is the vice chairperson of the Electoral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked her to write an opinion piece on why it's important.
Great. Yeah.
And so she did, and she also
did you see that I can't remember who put it out, it was one of the ad agencies, a graphic. I don't know if you saw that, Zanati. I shared it on I think it was on Twitter, a thumb. You know, where you get the stamp yeah. when you voted, yeah. but with the most beautiful,
yes.
powerful
yes.
woman in the image on the Zanati, you've got it. I'm going to find
absolutely
it.
Absolutely brilliant. I loved it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I must have seen it on your Twitter feed. I follow you, Howard.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I know what you did last summer. Yeah, so that's somebody else just sent a message unsigned. Says, Howard, I just read your article in the Jewish Report regarding school fees. I think it was spot on, but I think you're going to ruffle some feathers. Good luck with your hate mail. All right. Yes. Yeah. We can't go there.
You ruffle feathers. I love it, and I think it's fabulous because when you're ruffling feathers, you're making people think.
Well, that's the whole point of it. It wasn't my intention to promote my own article, but really, it is to have these conversations that we have to have. How are we not having these important conversations?
Yeah. No, we do. We do, and I also agree that your column this week. About fees and how we shoot ourselves in the foot was spot on. I agree.
Right.
Knowing what it costs to pay for private schools.
Sure.
We also look at, we've got Wayne Sussman and Paul Berkowitz talking about what we can expect in the elections. Now, of course, they don't have crystal balls, but they do a lot of research and they're giving us their opinion. Then we go. Do you remember that video clip that was going around about the Wellington Jewish graves at the end of last year?
Yes, of course. Sure.
Okay. So, and we wrote a story, and literally, Howard, it was about 250 or 300 words that Tully wrote at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website and on Facebook, it went viral.
Interesting.
It touched a chord. In our community, that I was astonished. I mean, I kept reading through the holidays, you know, and being totally astonished at how it impacted. Anyway, somebody wrote into us. In fact, not just a somebody, Alan Greenblow, contacted us, and he said those are his relatives.
Wow.
He watched the video and saw the names of his relatives. And one particular relative, a guy by the name of David Korzach, and I may have maybe pronouncing it wrong, was a Holocaust survivor who had written a book of his own experiences. So this led into a really interesting story.
That's fascinating.
All
right. We are unfortunately running out of time. Pedro,
one thing I wanted, because you were talking about, I think it was the Hebrew Israelites or something.
Yes,
like
the Hebrew, I can't remember what they were called.
So let me just tell you the story.
Mm.
In South Africa, there is quite a big group who call themselves the African Hebrew Israelites. Mm. I didn't know anything about them. I went off to a memorial for a kid at my son's old school.
Right.
A young black kid was the friend was my son's friend. And we went there, and I'm sitting there listening to them talking in Hebrew, wearing kippot, talking. I mean, I was just astonished. I was like, where am I? Who are these people? So Jordan Moshe went to find out.
Oh, I love that.
And he met the African Hebrew Israelites.
Oh, how wonderful. I love these stories.
Yeah. And they observe Shabbos.
Right.
They maintain the tradition of speaking in Hebrew. Their faith is quite young, and it emanates from the U.S. of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting, worth a read. And you know, they don't actually call themselves Jewish. They're
right.
not Jewish.
Right.
They don't claim to be, but
they have
believe
some of the
Israel
traditions,
is Holy Land, etc., etc.
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
So worth a read.
Definitely going to be doing that. Time is 8:20. Petra Crossmorner, thank you. It's wonderful to have you back. And
I'm so glad to be back, and I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.
Thanks, and you. Shabbat Shalom.